This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, the world will be watching us. The Labor Department is about to tell us how many jobs were created in the U.S. last month and what the new unemployment rate is. It's seen as a key indicator for the health of the U.S. economy, which is still the largest in the world. For the view from abroad, let's bring in the BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker, in London. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Andrew, this is obviously a big story here in the United States. How much is Europe paying attention to the jobs picture in the U.S.?
Well, look, the United States is a very important export market for many countries in Europe. It's also connected through all kinds of financial market interlinkages. So the jobs figures really do matter. And if you get an unexpectedly bad jobs report, then it almost always has some sort of effect on European stock markets. I have to say that in terms of the current situation, Europe is rather preoccupied with its own domestic problems. The Eurozone crisis pretty much overwhelms everything else. But it does remain the case, even in these troubled times in Europe, that the US jobs numbers will have some sort of impact.
And Andrew, from your vantage point in London, what does the U.S. economy look like? Does it look like it's heading back into recession? Does it look like the recovery is going strong? What do things look like?
From over here, it doesn't look like it's actually going into recession, as long as, that is to say, American politicians deal with this fiscal cliff issue that's coming up at the end of the year. But it does feel like it's an economy that's weaker than we would normally expect it to be, and correspondingly, not quite so much of a help in getting Europe out of the problems it has itself, pretty much homegrown problems.
Now, I'm sure that the financial economic watchers like you are going to be paying attention to the jobs number when it comes out. I imagine the rest of the people around you are probably still watching the Olympics, though.
Absolutely, yes. And you're dead right. I will take careful note of the jobs numbers, but I'll try and get back to the Olympics as quickly as I can afterwards.
BBC economics correspondent Andrew Walker joining us from London. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Jeremy.